Welcome to the Camille Healing Podcast. Today I'm talking about grief and inviting you into a deeper relationship with grief so that it doesn't have to overwhelm you, overcome you, and so that it doesn't have to be something that you bury deep inside yourself that then manifests itself in other ways in terms of your somatic experience, your beliefs about yourself and your emotional availability, the connection that you have to your heart. So the first thing I want to say about grief is that we often think that grief is something that happens to us, something we experience when we lose somebody. And so we often don't recognize that if we look back at our lives, there's been plenty of moments and experiences of grief that perhaps we haven't actually felt as grief, because our perception is that grief is something that belongs to loss. Grief is something that belongs to the loss or death of somebody that is close to us, somebody that we love. So the first thing I want to do is help you to reframe what grief actually is. So grief is a process of letting go. And that process of letting go isn't just about letting go of people, and isn't just about letting go of people who pass away. The grief process involved in letting go, the grieving process, and it is a process, it actually pertains to any aspect of loss in our life. And that could be loss of friendships, that could be loss of a job, that could be loss of a community, it could be loss of your health, it could be loss of a hobby that you really enjoyed and that you had to give up for some reason. And it could also be the loss of hopes and dreams that you may have found yourself increasingly distant from. So the process and the journey of grieving is inherently connected to this feeling of losing something. And I'm going to focus on the experience of loss within ourselves and why we may need to cultivate a deeper relationship with grief in order to grow spiritually and in order to grow a deeper connection to ourselves and to our soul. So the journey of healing is a journey of deconditioning ourselves and of letting go of the parts of ourselves that we have identified with, that have become who we think we are. These can be things that we have come to believe about ourselves, come to experience through ourselves because of our childhood upbringing, because of our ancestral history, because of our collective environment. And so we've shaped our identity based on a whole load of interconnected experiences and belief systems that we hold, often unconsciously. And this journey of healing is like a journey of unraveling. Those of you who've worked with me or who are part of the group spaces that I hold will know I often use the term divine deconstruction. Because healing is a process of divine deconstruction, whereby we are always in a process of letting go of parts of ourselves that once felt very comfortable, very familiar, very normal, and that we believed were integral to who we are. And those parts can even be protective parts, the parts of ourselves that have kept us safe, kept us from getting hurt, and that have kept us from feeling very challenging emotions, and that have kept us from having to feel deeper levels of pain. Now, as we go through the healing journey and the spiritual growth journey, we are being stripped away of all these layers of our identity, our ego structure. And that is a process of loss, because we are losing those aspects of ourselves. And it can feel great when we lose things that we really didn't want to hold anymore. It can feel very liberating when we are able to let go of patterns of self-sabotage or patterns of self-doubt or patterns of self-neglect or whatever it is that we've had to heal. And it can feel really empowering when we do that. But what happens when we have to let go of things that feel actually really protective and really safe and that we almost don't know how to function without? So these are our protector parts, and they're there for a reason, because we've had to create them and we've had to allow them to be created within us in order to stay safe, in order to survive. And as we grow and we heal, we are slowly stripping ourselves of all of our survival mechanisms to open our heart at a deeper level to ourselves and to be able to go deeper into that place of unconditional self-acceptance and connection to our true power, a connection to our spirit. And to do that, we have to start to let go of these protector parts that vibrate within our ego structure and tell us, oh no, you can't live without me. I am absolutely necessary. And if you let go of me, well, you don't know what's going to be out there. And it's a dangerous old world out there. So you can't survive without me, which means you better keep me close. And that's the voice of the protector part. It's convincing. It's almost comforting. And when we get to the point in our journey where we've come up against these parts over and over again, and it's created perhaps a lot of resistance, a lot of stuckness, a lot of blocks, whether it's emotional or psychological, financial or spiritual even, whatever these blocks are, these blocks are comprised of layers of our self-created belief systems, protection mechanisms, and coping strategies for survival, for what we deemed and have deemed as necessary for our ego and our identity to stay safe and stay whole. And so the more we meet up against these parts and the more they don't fit our growth path or the vision that we have of ourselves for the future, the more resistance there is, because actually through the resistance we get shown that there's an opportunity for healing and growth. So if it wasn't for if there was no resistance, if we didn't feel the friction, we wouldn't actually know that there was growth beyond that. We would be in, you know, what we call the comfort zone, where we're oblivious as to what we truly desire and what we're truly worth. And so the healing journey is a journey of coming into a closer relationship with these parts and learning and allowing ourselves to let go. And that letting go, especially when it's parts of ourselves that are very much alive and very much in charge, whether it's the inner critic or the fierce protector or that part of yourself that keeps you just at a, you know, safe and comfortable distance from everyone and anyone and doesn't really allow you to get vulnerable with people, whatever it is. Maybe it's a financial voice in a limiting financial belief that plays through as a voice in your head and tells you that, you know, there's you can't do more than you're doing right now. You can't earn more than you're earning right now. Whatever it is that you're coming up against, the more it manifests in your life and the more resistance there is and the more friction that arises, not only the bigger opportunity for growth, but the harder often it is to let go. And that's because the letting go process is a process of grieving. And when we don't recognize what grief is, we can interpret it as overwhelm. We can interpret it as fear. We can interpret grief as a block. And really, grief is a process of letting go of what no longer serves us to open up into something mysterious that we don't yet know. It hasn't fully formed. It hasn't taken shape in the field because it's subtly vibrating there. And we haven't really made a connection to it at a deep enough level, at a felt sense level, in order to experience it. So we're letting go of something dense. We're letting go of something familiar. We're letting go of something that's always been around. We're letting go of something we've told ourselves every single day. We're letting go of something that maybe our parents told us repeatedly when we were growing up, or maybe we were told this about ourselves at school. Maybe we've even just consistently experienced it in our lives, and it's led to really believing in it. And now, realizing it doesn't serve, it's time to let go. And this process, when something is as deeply ingrained and embedded as that, is a process of grieving and releasing. And as we start to grieve, the first step is to recognize that you're being invited to grieve. That's the first step. The second step is when you hear the word grieve, you may have associations with it that can be very heavy. So examine what your associations and visual imagery is when you hear the word grief. Maybe it's very overwhelming for you because you have experienced a lot of challenging grief in your life, or complex grief, or maybe because you have a lot of buried grief that you haven't got in touch with, or maybe you've seen had a lot of loss in your life and you haven't had the support to grieve, you haven't had the support to process any of it, or you have maybe had support to process some of it and then you kind of got shut down. Whatever it is that you have experienced, it will lead you to having some belief systems around grief and what that actually looks like. And the truth is, you don't know what it looks like until you start the process for yourself, sincerely within your own heart, of grieving. And when you do that with a tender and self-compassionate approach, and you hold grief in the light rather than in the dark, you allow yourself to go through a very powerful process and a very healthy process of letting go. Yes, it's incredibly painful and it can take us in all sorts of directions when we're grieving and letting go, especially of these parts within ourselves. However, the quicker we can drop into this space and go, okay, I am actually grieving for this huge part of me that has been a huge part of my identity, that has been all I've ever known, that has dictated all of my decisions in life, that has clouded all of my my dreams, perhaps, my aspirations and my ambitions. When you start to honour your grief because it is helping to loosen that part of you, it's helping to open it up. It's helping to open you up. What happens is grief becomes something very healthy. It becomes a journey. It becomes something you can move through rather than something that gets stuck, something that gets stuck and buried, never to be spoken about, never to be felt. And as a result, the block continues and the friction continues and the resistance continues. So getting in touch with grief as a sincere emotional expression, and it will be an emotional expression, usually the emotion will be a sadness. And the normal response for sadness, I say normal, but the typical response for sadness is tears and crying. And when we allow ourselves to move through the tears and to cry and to let it out and to not hold it in our hearts against ourselves, because we trust that by letting the tears flow, we are going to be renewed. We are going to have more space in our heart. We're going to feel more connected, less overwhelmed, more in touch with our own emotional body. This is a very powerful journey of deepening in our trust. When we deepen in our trust and our connection with our emotional body, what happens is the process of grieving actually allows us to embrace deeper parts of ourselves, beautiful parts of ourselves, really the parts that and the aspects of ourselves that make us feel more compassionate towards ourselves and also make us feel more empowered in our life and within. So as we go through the emotional currents of grief and we honour not just the loss but also the opportunity that's been created as we let go of these parts and we embrace this mysterious unknown newness which will arise, we can essentially transform ourselves and we can transform our lives. Now, as we start to embrace the newness, because it is unknown and we have become used to holding comfortable, secure, more dense vibrations, and we've become used to feeding these dense structures and we've become used to then calling it I and calling it me and associating and identifying with them, this newness, it's completely bizarre in a way. It's very difficult to connect to. It's very elusive. It feels sometimes quite threatening because we're not used to the way it vibrates. It's unfamiliar. And we are creatures of habit and creatures of, we seek to some degree safety, security, stability. And as we go deeper into our hearts and we learn to trust ourselves, we can start to expose ourselves to frequencies and vibrations that are more unfamiliar, and we can feel them without becoming overwhelmed. We can feel them and not get lost because we have the ability, the interception, to be able to interpret what we feel. And we interpret in a way that's balanced rather than in a way that assumes it's doom and gloom, it's danger, and triggers the fight and flight response. So we start to open up to new horizons and we start to be able to create new possibilities within our own internal world. And then, of course, as we do that, the external world starts to morph and appear differently. And so we start to then reap the rewards of this newness, this new unfamiliar territory that we've now found ourselves in and that we're growing into, i.e. we're learning how to embody more of this frequency. We're learning how to feel it, accept it within ourselves. And this is very important if we're coming across the same blocks over and over again and we're not sure how to move through. If that's where you are right now, whether it's blocks in your physical body, whether it's blocks in your mindset, whether it's blocks in your maybe your emotional world, maybe your spiritual practices, maybe blocks financially, it's really important that you allow yourself to identify the parts that are playing through you and that are essentially controlling the show. The parts that are there trying to protect you, trying to keep you safe, the parts that are heavily conditioned, and the aspects of your internal narrative that are based very much on childhood conditioning and ancestral conditioning, identify them and then start to understand where the grief, the process of letting go, hasn't been allowed through. If you find you have lots of touch points in your life where you were numb and you were disconnected and you didn't feel a single thing and you didn't really process what was going on at the time, this is all normal, by the way, or you just swept it under the carpet and said, I'll deal with that later, I'm too busy right now, I've got too much going on, there may be many touch points where actually you didn't allow yourself to grieve, you didn't move through the process of letting go, and so these aspects are still there, they're vibrating in your energy body, and when they're very dense, they start to affect your emotional body and then your physical body. And so you might want to make a few notes on your relationship with grief at these points in your life, and whether you actually allowed yourself to fully grieve for the parts of you that you were leaving behind. And you might also want to notice, how did you relate to new beginnings at that point in time? Did you fully embrace the newness? Did you fully congratulate yourself when you did move through and you embarked on something new, or you tried something different, or you moved in a different way and you gave yourself something different, something better? Did you really fully appreciate yourself in those moments? And you can start to understand where you are right now in the grieving process. What are you being called to let go of? What parts of your identity, what parts of your ego structure are calling you to let go? Because your heart and your soul knows there's more, and your spirit is working to try to make this real for you, give you what you're truly seeking. And yet something's getting in the way. And what's getting in the way is the ego. And when we can sit in self-compassion and observation and sincerity and radical self-responsibility and do this for ourselves as an internal work, we can acknowledge that there is a process here taking place where something is trying to leave and something new is trying to be born. And that inherently is a process of grief. And it doesn't have to become a huge, overwhelming and disturbing experience. It doesn't have to be something that destroys your life. I think a lot of the reason why we don't grieve fully is because we're so scared of not being able to function. And the truth is, the reason why we get to points in our lives where we are really struggling to function is not because when we're grieving, it's because we've buried the grief, or we've become so overwhelmed because we don't have the tools to self-regulate while we are grieving. So everything becomes a huge storm, a huge blurry mess really from the inside, and we can't really see the wood from the trees. And that's to do with our level of nervous system regulation, and to do with how familiar we are with the realms of the heart, with the emotions that we're holding inside, with the fluctuations in our field, how familiar we are with where our center is, where our midline is, and with who we are. When we are vibrating in our highest truth, what does that feel like? When we have those tools, because we have been on the journey and done the healing work, and we know where our anchor is, and we know what that feels like internally, it's very difficult to then become so overwhelmed that you can't function. So my point is that a big reason why we're often too scared to feel grief is because we're scared to be so overwhelmed that we can't function. And this very, very rarely happens unless you really haven't healed anything in your entire life and everything's been buried under the carpet or tucked away in dusty drawers, never to be looked at, never to be examined. And you keep getting hit with new challenges, new calls to let go of the suffering and let go of the structures that you've created that are causing you suffering, but you refuse. Then of course, at this point in time, the nervous system is bound to be very highly dysregulated, and it can become more difficult to grieve because slight feelings of sadness can can feel like they're going to open a floodgate of emotion. And this is something I often hear from my clients who maybe haven't had the opportunity to heal for decades, and then they realize that it really is their time, and they need to do this for themselves. There is that feeling. And it can also happen if, for example, if in childhood you were never given permission to express your emotion, or whenever you did, you were punished, or whenever you did, you were criticized, or where you were expected to be the emotional rock of stability for your parents because they were going through trauma and they were going through pain. And as a result, you haven't developed a healthy relationship with your own emotional expression where you can trust yourself to feel sad and for it not to overwhelm you and not open a floodgate of unhealed pain, which you don't have a connection with and therefore feels like you're being threatened by something external. So you go into fight or flight mode. You either battle it to suppress it, or you run so fast, shut down, bury it away again. And the cycle continues where the grief hasn't been processed, emotions haven't been processed, the thought of processing an emotion becomes too overwhelming, and therefore healing doesn't occur. And what ensues there is suffering. So the process of grieving is a process of learning how to let go, to make space for newness, to make space for a deeper connection with yourself. And grieving is an ongoing journey. We're always grieving because we're always healing. And as long as we're healing and growing, we're always going to be invited to let go of these parts. As long as we're on a growth path, especially if we're taking our spiritual growth very seriously, we have to learn how to embrace this divine deconstruction. And the process of grieving is part of that. When we allow it to be a beautiful thing, when we hold within ourselves the knowing, just like nature does, that winters will come, leaves and branches will fall, we may be laid bare and barren, and we may have no fruits to enjoy. But what we do have is the anchored roots and the knowing that the season changes. The externals slowly start to change because inside we still have our midline, our roots, our anchoring, our stability, and the knowing of our place in space. And so we keep growing, and we trust that we will keep growing, and that we will keep letting go of what doesn't serve us and renewing ourselves. It's a process of renewal. That is what grieving is. As we let go, something new is allowed to take shape. If we never let go because we're too scared, we get stuck and we don't ever allow anything new to happen. And then we become suffocated by the stuckness, because then we start to fall in to that place where nothing new is happening. We're not renewing ourselves. We're not creating space for something new to emerge. We don't have any new horizons available. And we just start to feel very, very stuck in the same patterns, which is essentially it's not anything that we can't move through, but it is a call to heal the same ego structures that have been vibrating through us, because now they're just calling even louder, they're moving even more strongly, they're dominating the show, they are in complete control. And that's why when we get to the place where we feel very stuck, we can feel very out of control of our own lives, like nothing we do is changing the situation, because actually we are still holding on to these unconscious, or these maybe even conscious belief systems that feel safe, that feel comfortable, that feel normal, that feel like we need them to be who we are, when actually they're making us suffer. And if you're finding yourself in this place, I would really encourage you to identify where you might need to go through a grieving process. And it could be something that you need to grieve from decades ago. That's normal. You don't have to feel bad if something comes up and you feel, oh, I can't believe I'm still hooked on that. That happened 25 years ago. Why do I need to grieve that? Most of the people I work with are in their late 30s and 40s and are still going through the grieving process for the inner child, for their childhood, right? These are things that happened decades ago, but what we need to remember is that's just the trick of the ego, the trick of the mind, is when we start placing a time constraint on things and thinking, okay, well, that happened so long ago, I shouldn't need to grieve, I should be over it by now. We've missed the point there, because actually the energy body doesn't have the concept of time or space. It's beyond time and space. There's a certain frequency that's alive in the field. There's a certain frequency that is inviting a deeper presence. And that frequency, it doesn't matter if it happened 30 years ago or if it happened 3 weeks ago. It's a frequency. And as long as it's left buried in the unconscious, but it vibrates so strongly that it controls the emotional body and then controls the physical body, what will happen is it will need, at some point, it will need to be attended to. It will call for your presence. And allowing yourself to understand what moves through you, not necessarily in terms of events that happened in your life, but rather vibrations of structures that are available to you, that you have attuned more deeply to because they have been more prominent, or you have found more security and safety in those structures, but now you're growing out of them, or you're being called to grow out of them. If you start to interpret your life challenges in that way, you're going to be more able to go into any territory that you need to when it comes to your inner world, in order to go through the grieving process. And when it comes to ancestral healing, I work with a lot of clients that have inherently in their journey of spiritual growth, they have been called to do very deep ancestral healing work. And that can involve a deep grieving process, which the ancestors didn't process fully, which the ancestors maybe didn't have the tools or the capacity to do at the time. And this, when I say ancestors, I'm talking about the nearby ancestors, the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. There may be processes there of grieving that were not fully complete, or that were not done at all. And so it moves through generation after generation until somebody decides to address that vibration. Now, the vibration is wrapped up in a story, and you have to access the story to access the vibration. So you actually do know what you're healing, rather than just feeling into a huge soup of stuff and actually not knowing what anything is or relates to, or where things begin and end. So this grieving process can take so many different forms: personal, ancestral. It can be grieving things from your childhood. It can be grieving relationships. It can be grieving the loss of hopes and dreams. It can be grieving the loss of parts of yourself that maybe you quite liked, but life took you into a place of growth where you had to get out of your comfort zone and let them go, let that part of yourself go. It could be grieving the loss of family members, friends, the loss of pretty much anything that you feel was lost or that you had to let go of, or that left you. And when it comes to the parts within you, it's grieving and moving through the process of releasing the emotions, releasing the sadness pertaining to the parts of yourself that are inviting you to see them, feel them, and release them so that you can go beyond them into something else. And that something else is going to be new. It's going to be mysterious. You're not going to know what it looks and feels like. It may feel very scary. It may feel very exciting. It may feel very uncertain. That's when you know you're embracing growth, because all those things, rather than terrifying you and shutting your nervous system down, all those things will start sparking up inside you excitement, possibility, and you'll feel it. And when you start to embrace your healing path with excitement and with devotion, because you know that this is about your growth and you fulfilling your true purpose, being who you are in the world, feeling the way you want to feel, that's when you allow yourself to grieve in a healthy way and cultivate a really healthy relationship with grief, where it doesn't overcome you, it doesn't last forever, it doesn't become dysfunctional, and it doesn't get suppressed. It just becomes a journey and a process, and you never lose sight of why you're doing it. You never lose sight, even when you're in the deepest, deepest grief and you're crying your heart out and it hurts and the tears are hot and they're rolling down your face and you're like, I could be here forever. Even when you're in that place, you still have the light of your spirit that's shining down on you and showing you this is a process. This is not the entirety of who you are. And being able to hold the extremes of that in one body makes you a very, very powerful person. And it makes you a very, very centered person when you don't get swung too far in either direction, because you can already see it for what it is. It is a process that will work through you and that will clear you of yourself. Divine deconstruction. If you feel like after listening to this, you need some support to get in touch with deeper levels of grief, personal, ancestral, or maybe you're going through something right now where you're really struggling to let go of those survivor, protector parts of yourself, and you're feeling like you're ready to do the work, to embrace new horizons, to embrace a growth path, then reach out to me. You can find me on my website, kamiahealing.com, and book a clarity call with me. On my clarity call, I take you through a very clear process to identify exactly what the root causes are of what you're experiencing. I explain exactly what needs to be done in every single session to get you resolution, how many sessions that will take, and what your healing path and spiritual growth path looks like. So it's very accurate, very clear, and very specific to you and your journey. So you can reach me on kamiahealing.com. And if you found this podcast helpful, useful, please share it with your family and friends. And please rate it on Spotify. Give it 5 stars so that more people can find it and more people can benefit and be supported on their healing journey.